Praise the Lord. It's time for the word tonight. We glorify the name of the Lord. Well, the title tonight, the message is, Believe That You Receive. Believe that you receive. Mark 11, 22 to 24. This isn't a message on prayer tonight directly. There's something else tonight. Mark 11, 22 to 24. So Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Just felt such a stir in my heart recently on that phrase, believe that you receive. Sometimes I've looked at it and said, well, believe that you receive. But I feel like the Lord is saying, believe that you receive. Sometimes you have to get the emphasis on the right syllable. Jesus said, believe that you receive. This must be a very important component in our prayer life. Those who expect little from prayer will be little in prayer. They'll be little in prayer and they'll be little in prayer. But those who have experienced much from prayer will be much in prayer. Quick to the prayer room. No time to waste. There's so much to gain. Jesus said, or Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. A rewarder of those who diligently seek him, desperately, passionately, earnestly. He is a rewarder of those. Matthew 6:6, Jesus said, But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. He will reward you openly. You go and pray in the secret place, in the closet, in the room with your Father. He will reward you openly. Those are Jesus' words. Jesus said, believe that you receive. Three quick points tonight. Number one, don't let your human nature overly hinder you. I don't think any of us can say my human nature never hinders me. Never, don't allow, let's not allow our human nature to overly hinder us in prayer. James chapter 5, 16 to 18. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. God made sure to put that in there, because maybe we think he didn't have a nature like ours, and that's why he had such a tremendous prayer reward in his life. Lord says he has a nature just like ours. He was dealing with the same infirmities we are as he walked through life and believing God and seeking the reward of heaven on his life and on the nation. He had a nature just like ours. He was succumbing at times to the same infirmities and weaknesses we do, rising and falling emotions, distraction in prayer, sluggishness, maybe some self-doubt and condemnation, some spiritual misgivings, too much introspection, looking at his own life, seeing how he was. You know what God's saying? I did not over-scrutinize my servant Elijah. or it would have stopped his prayer, or it could have hindered his prayer. I did not over-scrutinize my servant Elijah, and I will not over-scrutinize you. Elijah said, I'm not going to let my human nature, all this subjectivity and feelings and doubts and things I don't understand, even as I'm praying, I'm not going to allow anything to hinder me, or I won't receive prayer's reward in my life. He said, God is greater than my human nature. God is greater than my subjectivity. God is greater than the struggles I have sometimes to get purposed and focused. God is greater than all the nature that I have in my human self, and I will seek the Lord. And you know what he did? He said, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much. Elijah said, I know it does. I know it does, despite who I am, despite my infirmities. I know the effective, fervent prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much. And so he began to pray. He prayed. The Bible says he prayed earnestly. He prayed with desperation. He prayed with tears. He prayed with longing. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain on the earth, that the gods of the idols of the heathen and the gods that the people of Israel had taken up would be broken and seen for the nothing they are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. The Bible says it didn't rain upon the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. And the Bible tells us how he prayed. He cast himself on the ground with his face between his knees, and he began to travail in prayer, 7 times prayer, travailing, seeking, calling on God. And all of a sudden, there was a cloud in the sky, the size of a man's hand, a hand to touch the throne. The Bible says the rains came. The heaven gave rain, and the earth gave her fruit. The earth gave her increase again. John 16:24, Jesus said, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. He was speaking to his disciples on earth. And it's true, they had asked nothing in his name at that point because he was with them. They didn't ask in his name. They asked him directly. But now he was going to the Father. And he said, you're going to ask in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Let's not allow our human nature to interfere too much, to hinder us, over-hinder us. Let's get to the prayer room. Let's overcome our sluggishness, our doubts, our self-defeat, rising and falling emotions. God is greater than this nature. God is greater. He will oversee this. He will see me above this, and I will pray righteous prayers that bring reward. Number two, give God some space in how he answers prayer. Give God some space in how he answers prayer. God knows better for us than we know for ourselves. Sometimes we get so focused on a particular and specific answer or result that when it doesn't happen or doesn't manifest, we grow sullen, we grow discouraged, and we even give up our prayers. Sometimes we can be so short-sighted concerning ourselves, but God has long-range vision for us. Give God some space in how he answers, he returns answer. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10, the Apostle Paul. He said, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times. 3 specific times where he labored in prayer. He called out on God. He pleaded for God for deliverance and breakthrough from this warfare. I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul says, Most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The Apostle Paul, buffeted by a messenger Satan, aggravated spiritual warfare. We don't know how it manifested in his mind against his spirit. You know, a messenger sends a lot of messages. Satan has a lot of messages. This bombardment against him, he grew battle weary. He began to plead with the Lord. Three times, these sessions of prayer, and he probably would have gone beyond that. But the Lord answered him. An answer came back, not as he prayed directly, not even what he was expecting. The Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And the Apostle Paul said, I see it now. I see it by the eye of faith. I see the greater purpose. I see the greater call. I see the greater fruitfulness for my life in the kingdom. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in these infirmities and this warfare and this battle and the circumstances and things I'm fighting through, that the power of Christ may rest on me. Give God some space in how he returns answer. When we send our prayers to the heavens, they often need refining. They need some sifting and refining. And there is somebody in the heavens that is attending to this very thing on our behalf. Let's go to Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 to 5. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. That he should offer it with the prayers of the saints that were coming up from earth upon the golden altar. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. We send our prayers up to the heavens. They need some adjusting. There's somebody in the heavens who's working on our behalf. Some have interpreted this angel messenger with Christ, and I agree. I'll put a capital on that A&M, the angel messenger, Jesus Christ, because this angel is standing at the golden altar in the heavens as a mediator, as a priest. And the Bible says Jesus Christ, our Lord, ever lives to make intercession for us. He's standing at the golden altar. Our prayers are coming up, and he's casting in incense with them. He's refining our prayers. He's strengthening our prayers. He's managing our prayers. He's building up our prayers. He's increasing what we're sending up. He's waiting for the prayer bowls to fill. And then he returns those prayers in power, much greater, purified and magnified, much greater than we sent up or that we could have ever expected. Jesus in the heavens, our prayers come up. He says, I'm going to adjust them. I'm going to strengthen them. I'm going to bless my people with reward. Answer's going to come different, maybe than they expect, but my answer will come. Jesus in heaven and the Holy Spirit are here on earth. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities, our human nature, our struggles, our weaknesses, because we do not know what to pray for as we ought. We're sending up prayers. We're trusting we've got a right spirit and right motivation, and they're purified and perfect. But like Paul, our prayers aren't always that impeccable. We're just beginning to send up things. Lord, you know about this. You know about that. And the Holy Spirit says, I'll pray inside of you. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the power of the Spirit. speak in other tongues, let the Holy Spirit pray through you, and those prayers get purified, and those prayers are brought before the throne of God, and they return far greater than anything we ever sent up. Sometimes we don't get money. We get money's worth. Pray with expectation. Believe that you receive. Lord, I don't know how you're going to answer, or when you're going to answer, or what you're going to answer, but answer you will. And when that answer comes, my spirit will have been sensitized to interpret it and know it. Give God some space to return answer. Number three, pray as to a faithful creator. Pray as to a faithful creator. 1 Peter 4:19, therefore let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Our God is faithful. He doesn't know how to be unfaithful. He will guide our prayers. He will guide our sufferings. He will guide everything we're going through. He will guide it, for all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. He's faithful, and he's a creator. He knows how to create for us, how to open up our future, to guide us and lead us as we will. The Bible says surrender, commit yourself, even in sufferings, even in trial, in the warfares of this life, in all the responsibilities and everything we deal with. Keep committing yourself in prayer to the Lord as to a faithful creator. Philippians 4, 6-7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. An army will rise up about you. It's called the peace of God. It will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Let your requests be made known. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I mean, when we go to prayer, let's believe that we receive an hour of power. How am I going to come out at the other end? Lord, I'm so anxious. I've got fears and things going on in me, and I'm distraught and disturbed and filled with tension, and I'm frustrated over some things. So we go into the prayer closet. We go into the prayer room. We begin to seek the Lord. We know at a minimum that we're going to come out with the peace of God. Holy Spirit's going to minister to us. Promises of God are going to rise within us. Faith is going to be quickened in our hearts. The least we're going to come out with is the peace of God guarding us and taking care of us and strengthening us. Whether we get an immediate answer to what we were praying about, whether our circumstances change immediately or not, we do have an answer in the beginning, and that is the peace of God that comes into our hearts, lifts us up, and guides us. When you go into your prayer closet, when you come to the prayer room, believe to receive. When you come into the prayer room, somehow know I'm coming in whatever state I'm in, but I know when I come out of this prayer time, I'm going to be changed because the power of God is going to rest on me. The Bible says Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, as he was praying, the fashion of his countenance changed. The glory of God began to shine, the joy of the Lord, the radiance of God began to fill his face and his eyes, and he began to have a fresh glow about him and his garments. Yes, garments of praise and of righteousness and of humility and of service became white and glistening. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive. Don't walk in, say a few prayers, Have no expectation. Believe that you receive, and you will have. You will have, Jesus said, because that's the power of God that's working in our lives and working in the house of God. Mark 11, 22. Let's have the worship team return. Mark 11, 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the promise, by the word of God. Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. You know, your head may have some doubts, but don't doubt in your heart. Head's kind of raging sometimes. Is the promise going to come true? I believe God spoke to me. Hey, your head can bounce around a little bit. Your mind can bounce around, but don't change in your heart. You don't let that go when you've had a word from God. Does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive. Them is italicized. It was added in. So we believe that you receive them. But believe that you receive, and you will have them. Jesus said, have faith in God. Begin to pray the promise of God. Take hold of a scripture. Take hold of some scriptures. Begin to pray the promise of God until faith quickens in you. And let that faith grow. Let that faith grow. Get some expectation then. Begin to speak. Begin to declare. Begin to move forward with God. Say, I heard a word from God. Now I speak that word. I declare that word. I know that whatever I say based on that word of God will now come to pass. My prayers have been refined. The promise is sure. The word of God is in my life. Believe that you receive, and you shall have them. When that begins, that process takes place in our heart, then we can speak. We can speak even to mountains and hills, and they will clear out before us, and we will walk on in the power of God. Those who expect little from prayer will be little in prayer. But those who expect much from prayer and have experienced much in prayer will be much in prayer. Psalm 27, 13. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the land of the living. We'll see it in heaven for sure. But how about in the land of the living? An expectation, a believing to receiving. Psalm 31, 19, oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. How great is your goodness, which you've laid up for us, Lord. You've treasured it up for us. And you're going to bring it off the shelf as we need it. And we're going to move down life with you in your grace and your strength. Matthew 7, 7 to 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Hallelujah. That's the bottom line, isn't it? That's our God. Let's stand together tonight. Believe that you receive. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Just keep calling on the Lord. Keep praying. The angel messenger in the heavens will deal with your feeble prayers. While they seem a little weak, I'm not sure about what I'm saying, but there's somebody in heaven casting in prayers and intercession and incense in with your prayers, strengthening, building them up until they return in power upon your life and upon your family and upon your world. So we thank you, Lord. There's no particular altar call tonight. If you'd like prayer, or if you just want to come and pray for a few minutes, slip out from where you are and come and minister before the Lord. Amen.